Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Prepare for overreaction on my mark.
It's that time of the week where overreactions are welcome.
They say Muhammad Ali was the greatest of all time, but he never fought Cassius Clay. What was he afraid of? Boom! Hot take!
It's Cash'em.
That is so good. That's exactly right.
Or Trash'em.
This is your hot take?
Seems like an overreaction.
With Jeremy and Joe.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Cash or Trash with Jeremy and Joe, 713-780-3776. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? I asked Esme, by the way, Esme Perez, by the way. I asked her what she thought about casseroles. She said, I love casseroles. I make a chicken casserole. It's delicious. I'll have to bring it in.
There you go. The divide is clear.
I think the divide is clear. We're onto something.
Yeah. We uncover brilliance on this show on a daily basis.
We just have to figure out the Asian part of us, as you said.
I have a friend named Peter. Win. Peter Win. Peter won the giveaway there.
So he's got a future in a law firm if they push somebody else out.
Oh, go back?
Yeah, it's true.
I know.
I love those billboards.
I was so amazed that one day I drove by. I was like, that's a different guy. What happened?
He spells it different, too.
Do we think his last name is Win?
I think it, yeah.
Or do you think it's just to make it work?
He probably pronounces it Winnie.
I wonder if he's actually a good lawyer or if they just chose him because his name fit the brand.
It doesn't really matter if he's a lawyer or not.
Like, is he a lawyer?
Yeah, he might be like a Cal McNair.
Is he the janitor? And it's like, hey, we're putting you on these billboards, man.
I feel like that's a stereotype. Why is he a janitor? Because he's white with long hair and he's got a goatee?
This is a question.
Why would that even
you don't think
be a
that
stereotype?
He can look like an attorney?
I don't know how that's a stereotype.
That people don't, like, the way he looks is an attorney-ish to you?
No.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Very stereotypical of you.
We are. Stereotypical Wednesday. Running through them.
Alliteration is not great.
Should we make that a thing? Stereotype Wednesday?
Why not?
Because the alliteration isn't there.
I know it's not there.
That's why we do Mailbag Monday. We've moved the days, it's still Mailbag Monday because we respect alliteration.
Mailbag Thursday.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. So Saturday, when Joe and I are at LaBurge, we do Stereotype Saturday.
We can do Stereotype Saturday on a Wednesday. The precedent here and the priority here is more about the alliteration than where it falls on the calendar.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
That's why we do Mailbag Monday on a Friday. Some days, maybe a Thursday. We'll see. Never know when you're going to get a Mailbag Monday. Just usually never win Mondays anymore.
No, it's not. We've got too much stuff going on. Maybe during baseball season.
713-780-3776. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? Joe.
The Houston Texans will play in their first ever AFC title game this year.
Go Texas.
Texter says Winnie looks like a pro wrestler. He kind of does. Yeah, sure, I'll cash that.
Trash.
What?
I hit the wrong button. That wasn't me. I was expecting you to say trash, and I
why?
Just, I guess. I don't know.
I'm all in on the Texans, baby. I was calling the Texans a dark horse Super Bowl contender since the preseason.
So, do you know us well enough now, even though I know we just started like really doing shows together, for Jeremy, when I say cash or trash, like you're already prepared for what you think
he's
going
to say? Most of
the time, yeah. Okay.
My answer?
Yeah.
I can also just look at his face and read where he's what he's feeling.
My resting JB face.
You don't really have it that much when like we're having a discussion.
Yeah,
there's a tell.
A tell.
Yeah.
When I'm going to disagree.
Yeah.
Lego.
it's an over the top tell. You wouldn't hold up at a poker table.
It's like a bitter beer
you look
face.
At your cards and you just. I don't think this guy's got pocket aces.
That's why I only play online.
I said, we should play poker together now, because now I want to see. That's true.
No, I'm pretty stoic. Yeah, I cashed it. Did you cash it?
Yeah, I'll cash it. I cash it.
Right. The Texans should rest Woody Marks and Derek Stingley Jr. against the Raiders. The Texans don't have another bye week, and they're not going to have another bye week. They're not going to get the one seed in the playoffs. This is the final opportunity to rest those who are ill. Rest those who are ailing. Look, Derek Stingley, maybe it wasn't as serious as like when first reported, like, oh, he's out the rest of the game. They were up 20. There's 4 minutes left to play in the game. But this is the last chance to rest him. Woody Marks has had this ankle injury in each of the last two games. Jawar Jordan looked really good. You're getting Nick Chubb back as well. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's not really – you have numbers there. I think they should rest Woody Marks and Derek Stingley to get them right for the stretch drive and the postseason.
If I was the head coach of the Houston Texans – I cash this. There. Don't think they will.
There's a difference between what you would do and what they're going to do.
But that's what I would do. I would rest them.
Yeah, they won't. I'm in agreement with Joe. I 100% would. D'Amico 100% won't. Unless Stingley and Woody go to them and say, look, I'm not right. That's the only way he considers doing it.
They might get cut if they say that. If they go to D'Amico.
Well, not Stingley.
Not Stingley, but Woody.
Woody might get cut.
Woody might go. He'll be full doghouse if he goes, no. I don't know, man.
No, you want as a coach, you want your players to be honest with you.
To a degree.
No, you want him to be honest with you.
Sure.
Like, hey, coach, like this is bothering me.
And I think D'Amico would say, cool, I had this and I played through it.
I disagree, man. Yeah, D'Amico's more of a player's coach than you think. He might be old school, have some old school tendencies, might be tough, but he's not going to, like, if his top running back comes into his office and be like, man, this ankle's bothering me more than I care to admit, I think it would do me a lot of good if I had a week.
I hope you're right.
I think you're taking D'Amico as too much of a hardo.
Why doesn't he take his guys out at end of games though?
Because he's kind of weird about that.
That's what I mean.
In game is different than like who's suiting up for the week. It's very different.
Yeah, because you can't make guys inactive before and just decide. But like in the moment versus pregame, I don't think a coach's decision making process should be that different.
I don't disagree.
Now he rested Woody. He rested Stingley for 4 minutes. So, I mean, I think at least one of them does not play this week, I would say.
I think they're both going to play, but I would rest both. Most of it's because, like, we respect every opponent. We can't put any, you know, and then having that mentality, you can't be like, okay, we're going to rest some of our
better players. I mean, you got to respect the worst quarterback in the NFL. He's playing this weekend.
Geno's going to play this weekend, it looks like. Brian, what you got?
So, last year, the Saturday NFL doubleheader going up against the college football first round doubled them up in ratings. There's an average of like 15 million to an average of 7 million. I think this year, when you're looking at marquee teams, you know, historic teams like the Bears and the Packers, you're looking at big markets with Washington and Philly. And then you have, you know, JMU and Tulane as half of your college football matchups. I think we're looking at a triple or maybe even a quadruple for the TV ratings this weekend.
Cash it. Big time. I think it's strange. I've seen some A&M fans tweeting about disrespect about getting the 11 a.m. game. When I don't think that could be further from the truth. I think it's very clearly, to your point, Brian, strategic to say we're putting the best two games, one on Friday and one not against the NFL, because they know the ratings got doubled last year and they're going to get smoked this year. Who's like that game's going to be over by halftime? The Oregon JMU game. And
what time are the NFL games?
4 o'clock and 7:20. And I think
there's like an hour delay between those two. Like the
I think it's 2:30 and 6:30 are the kickoff times.
Yeah, you called it. I think you're right.
We're airing some of the games, so I should know it.
No, I think you're right. I think it's because if you look at just the matchups, like if you went Miami, Texas A&M, Tulane, Ole Miss, James Madison, Oregon, how would you power rank their sizzle?
I think in order, honestly.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because I think Tulane, you have more intrigue because of Lane Kiffin.
Yes.
To have that, you know, that matchup. Like, there's people think that Tulane, like, I bet you if we went through our bowl pick'em contest that we did, that more people pick Tulane than they pick James Madison. Like, there's some intrigue in that. So, you put that against the worst NFL mm-hmm. game. Why would you put Miami, Texas A&M versus Bears Packers?
Do you know which networks Tulane, Ole Miss, and James Madison, Oregon are airing on?
TNT.
Yeah. The primetime slot in college football of these three games is 11 a.m. on ABC.
Yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt. It's not even close. That is the main event on the college football slate.
Yeah.
11 a.m. ABC, 2:30 TNT, 6:30 TNT. If you had your pick of like where are you going to get the most eyeballs before you even entertain the NFL, it's going to be 11 a.m. ABC.
Yeah, it's
now either you put NFL over top of it and overlay it on top of it, it magnifies it even more.
Yeah, and honestly, like locally, if you want to like fully localize it, are you more intrigued with Tulane Ole Miss in the end of that game or Rockets Nuggets Part 3?
Yeah, football, basketball, very different.
But like, if you like both, I think you're watching the Rockets game. Me and Sean talked about that on Rocket Power this week. You'll listen to it tomorrow.
Yeah, that show has a very Rocket lean, though.
Yeah, I'm like, is the Rockets game going to be on at LaVerge?
I think in the city of Houston, Ole Miss Tulane. What time does Rockets game start?
4.
I think in the city of Houston, Ole Miss Tulane will outrate the
Rockets. It will, but I think for like a diehard fan, they'll choose Rockets.
Man, it feels a little like goalpost moving.
Probably.
Yeah. 713-780. Yeah, I cash it too. 713-780-666. Possibility of Texans Cowboys in the Super Bowl next year. Cash or trash?
Trash.
Yeah, trash.
Trash.
NFC's loaded. And it's just hard to make the Super Bowl. Like, Texans have never done it. Cowboys haven't done it in forever.
Let me see who replaces Eberflus. And I'll listen to it a little bit more. But until that happens, trash.
Eric the Buyer, there'll be another major gambling scandal in the NBA within the next 5 to 7 years.
Cash, because you could say the next year or two.
Does it have to be a new one, though? Like, can it just... Like,
oh, you think, like, not... Like, this is kind of all of an extension, right?
Yeah,
of
like, Ty Lue was playing in those poker games. Like, what if Ty Lue
was
involved with Chauncey?
Yeah, that's more of an extension, right?
Than it is. I'm talking new.
I'll cash it still.
Yeah, I kind of cash it as well. Cash or trash, it should be illegal to have meetings at work the week between Christmas and New Year.
Cash.
Yeah, I'll cash that. When he was an LSU football player, according to this guy.
Oh.
Ooh, cash or trash. Prime rib is the optimal Christmas dinner. You're saying
cash.
Your gum fell out of your pocket.
It's okay.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I didn't want to out you.
A cash. We did it 2 years ago.
Zen?
No, prime rib. Our friend at Kobo's. Bought it from there.
Oh, really?
It was great.
Oh, already cooked?
Yeah, already cooked.
You're
didn't have to do any
one
work.
Of those guys.
I was that year. I've never made prime rib before, and I wanted to try it for Christmas.
Yeah, prime rib is a good... You can go prime rib or steak. I know that they can kind of be the same thing.
Or brisket.
I wouldn't go brisket. Steak is better than brisket.
Yeah, steak is better. I would go...
I think steak is substantially better than brisket.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, steak is a 10 for me. Brisket, depending on how it's done. But the best that brisket can... the best brisket ever, Franklin's for me, is like a 9.7.
But the best steak...
But, like, the average brisket I've had is probably like a 7.4.
Yeah.
So, give me a steak.
Yeah, steak all the way. But I go prime rib. I think it depends on who's in your family.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because if you've got really picky people... Like, and you have all these different temperatures that you got to cook through. I'd rather just make the prime rib and say, take it. But steak, if I got to make one medium well, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, if you're making a steak medium and another steak medium well, you're in the wrong family. Mm-hmm. I cook all my steaks medium rare, and if you want to add some temperature to it, you can do it yourself. Mm-hmm. It's the way the steaks are being made in this house are medium rare.
I'm with you.
Because of the future Texans player salaries, the Texans need to win this year or they won't win in the next 5 years. Cash or trash?
I'll trash it.
Trash.
Yeah, I think there is truth to what the text is.
It's harder.
It is harder, but I still think it's in play. So I'll trash it, but
trash.
I do like where your mind is at. Smoke tri-tips to somebody. Ain't mad at that.
Good call.
You're already eating the wrong brisket. Which way? What do you mean the wrong brisket?
The steak over brisket.
How many? Like, if you just polled people, would you rather have a great steak or a great brisket? What would the result be?
Steak. I think steak would win 80%.
Brian, what do you think the result? I think it'd be like 70-30.
70-30 feels about right, yeah.
I do feel like there are some Texans, though, that want to be like, you know, macho Texan to give me a brisket. And I feel like a little bit of it is false bravado. Like, we all love a good brisket.
Brisket's incredible.
We all love a great brisket. We all love our Franklins. We all love our Killens. We all love our Corkscrew. We all love our J Bar M. Well, there's so many barbecue spots in the city of Houston. Great barbecue spots. Elite barbecue spots. The best city in my mind to get barbecue is right here in Houston.
Fact.
Still prefer great steak slightly more.
If we did like a food draft, steak would be my 1-1.
Oh, no doubt.
Of anything.
No doubt.
So it's no disrespect to the brisket.
No disrespect to the brisket.
Brisket might still be a first-round pick, honestly.
I'm not disrespecting Jacoby Brisket here.
But steak is 1-1.
Steak is 1-1.
Always.
Some pot to go. Beef tenderloin all the way. Somebody said brisket. Steak easily over brisket. 80. I'm gonna post it on my Twitter. You can't just say steak. Ribeye is better than brisket. Brisket's better than all other steaks. Okay, that's fair. Like, the cut of the meat matters. There's some good fillets, though. Smoked tri-tip sundae, hands down better than brisket. Agree. Brisket. Cash or trash, DJ will win a title with any team before the Astros win another.
Ooh, interesting. I'm going to cash it.
Yeah, I'm going to cash it.
And we all agree that they're going to the AFC title game.
I don't like the any team, by the way, in parentheses there, Junkie. Just wanted to let you know I don't appreciate that. Mm. But yeah, I'll cash that. I'll cash that. All right, 713-780-3776. What are your NFL overreactions? Do you have any NFL overreactions after week 15 of the NFL slate? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN, 97.5, 97.9 HD2.
ESPN. 97.5. It's Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. Leftover brisket's more versatile. That's true. Cash or trash, lasagna's the optimal Christmas Eve dinner.
I trash it.
Yeah, I trash that so much.
Trash.
You guys have a traditional Christmas Eve?
My dad will have us over for lobster tails.
Oh, nice. When my grandma was still alive, it was always gumbo.
Oh, that sounds good. What kind?
It was shrimp and chicken.
It was what?
Shrimp.
Sound like you said shrimp. Did it not?
I don't remember now.
Shrimp is great. You can do it a variety of different ways. You can barbecue shrimp. You can grill shrimp. You can have it on.
We do Swedish meatballs.
Did you have to stepple over any mail on the way in, Jeremy?
Good counter. You did meatballs?
Swedish meatballs.
Swedish, even worse.
Please tell me that you at least didn't buy them from IKEA.
No, my mom makes them.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Good late Christmas ideas for the wife. It's not late yet, man. You got 8 more days. Yeah, what do you mean late?
You got plenty of time, man.
But this is early. What do you mean late?
Yeah, define late. I mean, like, I already ordered my wife's gift, but...
What's the latest you've gotten Christmas gifts?
Oh, man.
23rd?
I've done the 24th.
Probably the 23rd.
I've done the 24th.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done the 23rd. I'm so bad at procrastinating. It, like, sneaks up on me.
Yeah.
And I'm always busy this time of year, so it, like, really sneaks up on me. And I always tell myself, next year, I'm going to be out ahead of it. I'm not going to procrastinate. And it's like, oh, it's December 17th. It's about time.
I think I'm after the 23rd. I'm trying to figure out how to get my wife her gift without her catching on.
It's hard to do it now if you're ordering off Amazon.
Yeah. It's going to come to the house. She's going to open it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go somewhere. I don't
know that, or she'll see an email or see it on the website or something.
You got to have your ways. Need a burner. Gumbo or chicken and dumplings is the go-to for Christmas. Chicken and dumplings are good. For Christmas Eve, when we get together opening gifts, we just eat a bunch of tamales. We used to do that.
Great call.
Now I just buy them from, we buy them from Granny's now, the tamales. My grandma and my mom and my aunts would every now and then they would make their own, but you have to the masa, and it's hard to do. It's like very time consuming.
Couldn't
it's
even
not
imagine
easy.
Trying.
So we just go to Granny's and buy a few dozen.
They're so good though.
They're very good. Very good. All right, NFL overreaction. 713-780-ESPN. What are your NFL overreactions after week 15? This junkie says the next two teams to be eliminated from the playoffs will be the Colts and the Buccaneers.
I guess cash it, but the Colts, are they going to be eliminated like the last week of the playoffs at this point?
Last week of the year?
Or the last week of the season, yeah.
It depends on what happens. I don't think Tampa Bay is a good answer. Like, Dallas hasn't officially been eliminated. Like, my answer is Dallas.
Oh, yeah, Dallas is next.
Dallas would be my answer immediately.
Or Baltimore.
NFC South, they're going to hang around, though. Like, they're both 7-7. Like, that's going to be up in the air no matter what until more than likely the final week of the year.
And they play each other two of the next three games of the final three.
Yeah.
So they play this weekend, and then they play again
like,
the last week.
It's almost impossible for Week 18 to not – like, it would – like, whoever wins the Carolina-Tampa game would have to also win in Week 17. The other team would also have to lose in Week 17.
Yeah.
So the likelihood that there's something to play for in Week 18 in that division is very, very high.
And that's – now, if Tampa
– I would say Dallas and – I would probably go Indy, but Baltimore is right there.
If Tampa wins this weekend, Carolina does get Seattle – the following week. So that could be it for Carolina at that point.
Tampa now has to win their Week 17 matchup, and they play at Miami. Yeah.
So that's – but they keep
losing. But it's in Carolina.
Yeah.
It's in
– and they've been good at – that's where they've been good this year, right?
Yeah, so I would go Dallas for sure, number one. No doubt Dallas. I would go huge – I would go Dallas, huge drop-off, Indy, small drop-off, Baltimore.
Yeah. And then
– so I trash it.
I think Detroit's in there until the very end.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be in the mix.
Yeah, their schedule's easy, so they'll be there till the end.
Yeah, I think that's the answer there. That's what we're going with. Other overreactions, not an overreaction. The Patriots and Bills will meet again this season.
I don't agree, but it's not an overreaction.
The only way they can meet, of course, would be in the playoffs.
Yeah. That's very likely. That
I mean, they're both going to be in, so then it's just luck of the seeding. I don't think that's an overreaction.
And right now...
luck of the seeding were... I mean, it wouldn't be that random, though.
They'd have to go to the AFC title game.
Because the AFC East champion is going to finish somewhere between first and fourth, because there's four division winners.
Yeah, really.
And the wild card is going to finish somewhere between fifth and seventh. So, yes, it's still like, you know, like the brackets, but it's not really that random.
And really,
it's a pretty definitive answer.
And really, you could say New England or Buffalo is going to finish. Well, if it's New England, they'll finish most likely first or second.
Yes.
Buffalo is where it can get a little more dicey.
Yeah. So they wouldn't be on the opposite side of the bracket for sure.
No, not in the first round.
Well, and they reseed anyway, so.
Right.
That's right. I forgot they reseed.
I love the reseed.
It's great.
I think they should do a reseed in every sport.
Agreed.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the way it should be done.
I didn't expect that to be that easy.
No. Yeah. 100%.
I thought there was going to be a little bit of pushback and debate.
You should do it in fantasy leagues, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Can I ask one follow-up to that? What about March Madness?
It's tough to do because you're in the same regional sites. You'd have to wait until the end of the first weekend.
Yeah.
You can't do it in the first two rounds.
Yeah, but like, could you do like reseed after each chunk of games?
The other issue that comes into play is the top seeds, based on their resume and where they're seeded, get to pick their regional site.
Yeah.
So you could reseed, but you have to reseed around
that.
You'd have to give priority to the top seed and like keeping them in that region.
Yeah.
But no, you could do it.
That's the only one where it feels impossible.
It also would kind of suck, though, because of brackets.
Yeah, well, the bracketology would die.
Yeah.
And it matters.
Absolutely.
That's a huge part of their business.
Yes.
So that's the one where they would never do it.
So from a financial perspective, they would never do it.
Yeah.
They would never do it. But it would. I do believe in the reseed. I'm a fan of the reseed in, I guess, every other sport.
But like conference champion.
They should do it in college football.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, why not?
Yeah, the conference tournament in college basketball, they should do it. Not in March Madness, but in the SEC tournament, they should do it.
It's a little hard to do that.
Why?
Because of the time of when you play. Like, if you play the first game out of the shoot, because like in the quarterfinals, and you're playing at 11 a.m., and then all of a sudden a reseed, you're the final game of the day the next day at 8 p.m.
They plan everything out
Or the opposite.
Yeah.
You play the nightcap 8 p.m., and then all of a sudden you're reseed, and you're playing at 11 a.m.? Like, that would be, I think, unfair.
Yeah, it would be a little complicated.
I wouldn't do it for that reason.
I would still like it.
Yeah.
If you can figure out the math.
The Packers' injury Sunday ended their chance at a Super Bowl run.
I'll cash it.
Yeah,
it's just Micah.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
Watson's playing this weekend. He said he's feeling good
today. Yeah, but I mean, that's not a huge...
Well, no, but it's really just Micah. But...
yeah, that's. I think that's enough.
And because...
I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender.
I think, like, I was...
I think they're out of the Super Bowl.
I was open to it before they made the Micah trade because of what they had. But now you've taken that defense and you've removed Kenny Clark and Micah because of the trade. It just makes them so much worse.
Liam Cohen has fixed Trevor Lawrence.
I don't buy it.
He had a half a dozen touchdowns.
Yeah, I'll buy it against the Texans.
Yeah, he didn't do it against a good defense. I think Trevor Lawrence is better, though.
I agree. He's improved.
Liam Cohen's a good coach, man. He's a good ball coach.
I think he should be
Duval.
Top three for coach of the year.
Vrabel.
I think it's Vrabel, Liam, Ben Johnson.
Oh, Ben Johnson, yeah. The Week 18 Steelers-Ravens game is going to decide the AFC North.
I don't know.
I think the Ravens have to go to Green Bay, so they might. I mean, they might be in a spot where they're out.
That'd be hilarious if that game doesn't mean anything. The NFL would hate if that game didn't mean anything. Yeah, they don't have. They go. I mean, the Ravens have the Patriots at home and Green Bay.
Yeah, I think they're done by Week 18. Honestly.
Pittsburgh. Well, Pittsburgh's at Detroit.
But then they get Cleveland.
But then they get Cleveland. So let's say they go 1-1. They're looking at a 9-7 record. If all Baltimore has to do is win one, though.
So Baltimore's got to win one of the next two to make it matter.
But if they're facing, I mean, I've put them as underdogs against both New England and Green Bay.
You think they're a home dog against New England?
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
This weekend? Yes.
I guess we could just look that up. That's that line.
Baltimore is minus -3.
Really?
Oh, wow. Okay. No, write that down.
That surprises me.
Not me.
And the, now, he should be fine, but for the like sixth straight week, Lamar Jackson's not practicing. This time he has the flu.
They say he was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have the flu at the end of the show because that Kleenex box.
It might be good till tomorrow.
So I would have to look at the tiebreakers, though, because if Pittsburgh, let's see, they would go 1-1 against each other. If Baltimore wins, they'd be tied under the series that we just had. Baltimore's division record would be 4-2. Pittsburgh, if they beat Cleveland, they would also be 4-2. Now you get into like the strength of schedule against common opponent.
Well, that gets complicated.
Yeah, I don't want to figure out the math there. Yeah. That's what they have calculators for. Yeah, I think that game's going to mean something.
It'd be nice.
Unless, I mean, Baltimore would have to, you know, I think the critical games this week is beating New England, which I need New England to win that game for what it's worth. Niners go to the Super Bowl and Warner won back from to win Super Bowl MVP. Oh, Fred Warner won back from to win Super Bowl MVP. He worded that funny. Hashtag bang bang Niner gang. That's probably Julian.
I'm going to say no. I don't think they go
Super Trash. Bowl.
No, I would say trash too.
Trash.
I think the NFL should flex the KC Denver game. Yeah, sure. Let's just cash that. That's fine. Brandon the Woodlands.
A little late for that though.
The Texans and Jags will meet in the playoffs.
Cash.
Okay. Piggyback there.
I think it's the first round.
Talk about how we can leapfrog Jacksonville. You don't tell us what to talk about.
It's really simple. Texans win out. Jacksonville loses to Denver. Texans win the division.
There you go.
Those are the way the tiebreakers play out. As long as Jacksonville loses to Denver, it's the Texans division. They'll be in first
place. So there's no scenario in which the Jags beat Denver? Could they lose to Indy and no?
No.
So it has to be Denver?
I'll double check, but
I mean, Jacksonville could lose out. There is that scenario.
Well, yeah, but if they both end up with 12 wins.
Yeah.
We can play it out right now.
They also play the Titans in week 18. Jacksonville does.
So. Texans get to play Phillip Rivers. Looking forward to
so
that.
So it has to be Denver?
I think so.
There's not a scenario where they beat Denver. I guess they would have to lose to Indy and the Titans. They can't go 2-1 with the loss being Indy and the Texans went out.
You're right.
So if the Jags go 2-1, they beat Denver, they lose to Indy, they beat the Titans. Texans win out.
No, this has the Texans as a 3 seed.
Okay.
On the NFL playoff machine.
So either Jacksonville has to go 2-1 with one of those losses being Denver or Indy.
Yeah, I think we're just
and the Texans have to win out.
Yeah, we're just all assuming that they're not going to lose to Phillip Rivers. At this point.
The Jags?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's in play. If they look, it might not be Phillip Rivers. Anthony Richardson's getting close, they say.
That would be the surprise of the season.
Although I'm not sure that's... I don't know.
Overreaction that Phillip Rivers is 5-1 to win Comeback Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Second best odds.
What?
Yep.
That makes me sick.
Yeah, it feels like you're throwing away money.
That's Vegas getting...
McCaffrey's
going to
win it again.
Yeah. It's McCaffrey.
What are his odds?
I think it's like -340 last time I saw it. It's a huge number.
No, that's a dumb bet.
Yeah, but he's number two.
There can't be many people making that bet.
There's a lot of suckers out
there. They're trying to capitalize on, you know, victims of the moment.
Yeah, but what bettors are betting Phillip Rivers, comeback player of the year, +500?
Casuals.
The same people who bet on their team to win the Super Bowl every year, even though they know their team is trash.
Yeah, but that's just fandom.
Well, if you're like... What if you're just a Phillip Rivers fan?
Maybe he was just all his kids. He's got so many, they were able to move the number. They were able to move the market on it. Speaking of the market, how about the quarterback stock market report? Also, D'Amico Ryans had some things to say yesterday with John Harris and rock and roll Mark Vandermeer that sound very, very familiar. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2. Two Creeks Crossing Resort, that's where you need to be this holiday season. They're always taking care of you. They love their visitors. They got a little winter wonderland coming up this weekend. Bonfire and s'mores, kids activities, live music. How about the 31st? They got a New Year's Eve party on the 31st with some live music, food trucks. It's going to be a great time out there for New Year's. But it's always a great time out at Two Creeks Crossing Resort, whether you're a fisherman, whether you just love the nature, whether you're just trying to get away, get some peace and quiet, some rest and relaxation. destination. Two Creeks Crossing Resort is for you. Book that stay now, twocreekscrossingresort.com. Escape the city. Enjoy that relaxing, great outdoors. Open green spaces, wildlife you don't see in the city, the beautiful, beautiful nature that's out there. Also, some of the best fishing in Texas. They got the Two Creeks. They got the catch and release pond in the middle of the property. You're going to love your time there. And it's real close. It's 90 minutes from downtown Houston. You're there in no time. You just turn us on. You're there before our show's even done. You can escape the city without traveling too far at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. And then when you're done listening to us, you're going to want to be out there in some rest and relaxation because we annoy you. Hike on their 92 acres of property. Do some kayaking. Play some pickleball. They have glamping for you. Glamping's all the rave these days. Cabins. The cabin's right on the creek. That's awesome. We stayed in the treehouse when we went. We loved it. You already have an RV. They have RV hookup spots. They have the perfect stay for everybody. And from now through February, you can get 40% off all cabin rentals, 20% off those nightly RV stays. They're 40-20 discount. Perfect for relaxing by the fire or exploring the beautiful outdoors. Also, find them on social media at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. They're always doing some giveaways. You may even win a free stay. But book your stay now at twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
He's Joe, I'm Jeremy. It's Jeremy and Joe, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. It's time for the ESPN Houston Christmas party. Join us from 7A to 1P. Nick's Place, Monday, December 22nd. John Lansdale, they'll be there from 7A to 10A. And then we'll be there, Joe and I, from 10A to 1P. Autograph footballs, baseballs, gift cards to give away during the eggnog chugging contest. And all the games we'll be playing. See you there, Nick's Place, for the best party of the year. Monday, December 22nd. We're on the cusp of being out there at Nick's Place. It's going to be a great time.
Can't wait.
How come we didn't say a calzone? It's the best Christmas lunch thing in the world.
Probably what I'm going to get on Monday. I always get a calzone.
Calzones are great from Nick's Place.
They're very good.
Pizzas are great.
Or just a pizza.
Wings are great. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong at Nick's Place.
Coors Light. Going to be, you know, look for Todd. That's all I'll say. Look for Todd.
Do you want to describe what he looks like to the people?
Skinny.
Flex.
Short hair.
Sometimes wearing Aggies memorabilia.
Yeah, that'll depend on the game, probably.
Memorabilia?
Yeah.
Was wearing, like, Bucky Richardson jerseys? What do you mean, memorabilia?
I was going for paraphernalia, and then I was like, wait, is that the word? And I switched, and I didn't like it.
713-780-3776. So D'Amico Ryans was on with Rock and Roll, Mark Vandermeer, and John Harris yesterday. He always gives them more information, so I like listening to him more. And plus, they don't let me into the Zoom meetings. But D'Amico, on what he's liking from C.J. Stroud, last couple of weeks.
What I love about CJ is the decision making. That's the thing. It's just off the charts. Like, to see him grow and not try to run out of the back of the pocket and trying to make the big play every time. But now he's taking what's there, no matter who the receiver is, whatever the play calls for with his progression. Whoever is open, that's where he's delivering the football. And just the decision making from that standpoint. Also, when he does escape the pocket, being able to keep your eyes downfield, right? Ward off defenders, keep your eyes downfield, keeping two hands on the football, and still delivering strikes.
Mm. Where have we heard that before?
The week before.
Where have we heard that kind of analysis and commentary about what they want to see from C.J. Stroud? Here's another one from D'Amico. Continues raving about C.J. Stroud.
Calm in the moment, making great decisions, making the plays he's supposed to make. That's a great sign that this guy's going to be around for a while and he's going to be a productive player, all right, because the game is slowed down for him. You're seeing the same things over and over again. CJ's doing a great job, I think, also of identifying coverages. Right? We may anticipate that we're getting this cover three or this man coverage, and to see it change on you, okay, that wasn't what we were looking for that play, but I'm able to progress and get to my next read, even though that wasn't the design coverage that I wanted. Like, that shows the growth. His demeanor has been great in game, really calm, confident, handling the situations very well. Very happy with him.
There you go. There you go. D'Amico is saying all the things that I've wanted to see from C.J. Stroud the last month.
There we go. Jeremy Branham's right.
He sounds like me, D'Amico does.
I'll give you credit.
D'Amico wants C.J. Stroud to do all the things that I have wanted C.J. Stroud to do.
Yeah. You hit it on the money at this point. It's does not want big plays.
One big plays.
Wants in rhythm.
Wants in rhythm.
Guys that are open.
Nick Haley was a D'Amico hire, not a Stroud hire.
Don't force it to Nico. That's what he also said in there without saying
progressions. That. Throw to the open man.
Yeah. Just throw it to the open guy. Yeah. He's checking the boxes.
I know ball.
You know ball.
I can pretty much.
I want to disagree with you. I want to say you're wrong, but you're right.
I'm right. I've nailed it.
Yeah.
I've nailed it.
Unfortunately.
I've
Boom. There we go. Jeremy Branham's right.
I had a very good feeling of what D'Amico wanted from C.J. Stroud. It should have been evident earlier by the OC hire. Oh, this is the OC for – no, it wasn't the OC for Stroud. It's the OC for how D'Amico wants Stroud to play. Mm-hmm. It's what it is. There was all, Nick Caserio also goes on with the John Harris and Vandermeer. He echoed D'Amico's thoughts, but he's a lot more boring, so we didn't play that. But he echoed the same thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, we want him to take care of the ball, not have negative plays, dirt it when he has to throw it, dirt it. Like, I think it was in the press conference. D'Amico was also asked about, like, explosive plays. Like, we don't necessarily want explosive plays, which I thought was a shot at Slowik, like, well, indirectly.
I mean, it kind of was, because that's all Slowik talked about last year.
Yeah, Slowik said it was his identity.
Yeah, and then you fired him.
Football is football.
Whenever that wasn't his identity.
You bring in an OC whose identity is not explosive plays. It's in time, in rhythm,
time
open guy.
Control the ball.
Don't make mistakes.
Make it easier for our defense.
Yeah. We'll see if it works. I have my questions about, you know, without the big plays, about how far you can take it.
I mean,
but we'll see.
They're playing to their strengths.
Yeah, they are.
Playing to their strengths. Boom. Jeremy Branham is right.
I think there's still some room for explosiveness.
We saw a lot of explosive the other day. Nico Collins, explosive touchdown. Well, Jawar Jordan, explosive run. If you would have taken away that run, he would have had 14 carries for 55 yards.
I didn't say that this week. You did.
I know what you were thinking, though. Just like I know what D'Amico's thinking. 713-780-3776. Out to the HRMP listener line. Julian, Bang Bang Niner Gang. You're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's up?
What's going on, gentlemen? I was intrigued just a while ago when you were talking about Trevor Lawrence. You said, but it was against a bad defense. May I ask a question? How is that different from, I think it was Jeremy that was like, I can't stand it when someone says we won big, but it was against the Arizona Cardinals. What's the difference between those two? Oh, Brian, bad, dog.
Don't insult me like that.
What's the difference, big dog?
Appreciate the call, Julian.
Y'all have a good one.
You too. Merry Christmas.
What's the difference, big dog?
Well, those are two different people giving takes, so.
Here's
the difference is the person's opinion is a different person.
Trevor Lawrence hasn't played consistently well in basically ever.
He had that one good year with Peterson. Peterson's second to last year.
Yeah, he had one really good year, and everything else has been mediocre or bad.
And in which a game in which he threw, what, four interceptions, three interceptions and a half? Now, he was great in the second half, and they beat the Chargers. But CJ, I think, has been better collectively than Trevor Lawrence since CJ got into the NFL. So that, to me, is where, like, that's the difference maker here, is Trevor's finally playing well. CJ has played well.
I would say
Trevor Lawrence had a seventh place MVP finish. Stroud has never been on the ballot
3 years ago at this point.
So is Stroud, though, like, you, like,
it was before
Trevor Lawrence's peak play has been better than Stroud's peak. Stroud was seventh in MVP voting, by the way.
And Stroud was at Ohio State when that happened.
It was the year before he entered. Yeah.
So that's why it's been so long since we've seen Trevor play consistent good football that I don't think anyone buys it yet.
But I don't disagree with what Julian said, though. Like, you can't gloss C.J. Stroud whenever he beats a poor opponent and then dismiss Trevor Lawrence whenever he beats a poor opponent.
Sure, I don't think we've
The consistency there isn't the same. But to Brian's point, Brian had that take, you had that take, so it wasn't the same man making that take.
I also don't think we've glossed C.J. for this performance.
I mean, we've talked about how great he's played, making the right decisions. Mm-hmm. I think there's been some glossing of C.J. Stroud after this game.
Like, making the right decisions and trying to act like Trevor Lawrence 5 touchdown games is who he is now is to me, is different. One is playing a very simple executing version of football. The other one's making these explosive plays that they're not really making on a regular basis.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence, 23 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Stroud, 15 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Yards per game, 229 for Lawrence, 222 for Stroud. Quarterback rating, Lawrence at 88, Stroud at 94.
Let's look at the completion percentage, though.
Completion percentage for Lawrence is 59.7, Stroud 65.3.
Yeah, 59 is pretty low for him.
And look, I'm not a huge stat guy. Look, we know this. I would take Stroud over Lawrence. That wasn't Julian's take, though. Julian's take, you can't dismiss one quarterback when they had a great game against a bad team while also talking up the other quarterback when they had a great game against a bad team. That was Julian's point. Julian never said that he would take Lawrence over Stroud.
Yeah. And
yeah, the problem was that just that conversation never happened.
No, he put two people's opinions together. Yeah. It's very flawed.
Especially because at least two of us, I don't remember if Brian actually gave a take on this or not, said we both believe that that was not Stroud's best game of the season this last weekend.
I did. No, I would take the 49ers
San Francisco game.
Yeah, we all take the 49ers game. Yeah. So but this is Trevor's best game.
Yeah, I put the opponent as a very valuable weight in the algorithm of a quarterback production.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, Trevor Lawrence, though, had a better game against the Jets than Stroud did against Arizona.
Absolutely.
I have no problem saying that.
None at all.
No problem saying that.
It was an immaculate game from Trevor Lawrence, honestly. I just don't buy it. I just don't buy it. And that's why, like, to me, it's not about glossing or glazing or whatever you want to call it. Like,
I mean, you would probably have to say this is Lawrence's just great looking over his Pro Football Reference page. Like, this is probably his second best season, and he's still completing under 60% of his passes. So it's like, while he's, I think, shown improvement, and maybe there is a higher level in year two with Cohen next season, like, I don't know. He's still playing fairly average to me.
Mm-hmm. And Stroud's not been, like excellent or anything like that.
But, I see, this is where I have an issue. How many snaps have you seen Trevor Lawrence take this year?
Definitely not as many as Stroud.
I guess I watched the game against the Niners. I got to watch the game against the Chiefs, obviously the two Texans games. So I don't know, 4 or 5 games?
Yeah. I see. I can't just sit here and be like Trevor Lawrence has been average. He's 10-4 with a team that was not good last year.
This is where you and I might differ here. But I don't put win loss as a quarterback stat.
Well, I don't like stats. Period.
Because that's the same argument that people would use for like Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr. Like, oh, he's a winner. Like, okay, that's nice.
Well, I care more if the quarterback's winning than if he's throwing a lot of touchdowns.
Sure, but I mean, there's 22 starters, so. It's one of those things where, I mean, sometimes teams are winning in spite of their quarterback.
There are 22 starters?
Yeah.
Oh, football players.
Yeah.
I thought you meant starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
No, you mean
starters per game. Yeah. Okay. I thought you meant in the NFL. I was like, what is he talking about? I mean, I think Trevor Lawrence is capable of playing good football. Like, Trevor Lawrence has shown us that he's capable of playing good football.
Yeah.
I think Liam Cohen is a great thing for Trevor Lawrence. I think Trevor Lawrence has improved this year than what we saw last year. I think he's incredibly talented. The issues that I have with Trevor Lawrence, you pointed to one of them, the accuracy. I don't think he's an entirely accurate quarterback. I think he's really bad with touch. I don't think he knows when to put a little bit of touch on a football. Everything that he throws is a laser. It's a rocket with that laser rocket arm. You like 6'5 quarterbacks with laser rocket arms? That's Trevor Lawrence.
He doesn't
know how to put touch on a ball. Those are the things where I have, you know, my flaws that I see in Trevor Lawrence. But I think he's an incredible athlete. I think he's a really good runner of the football. I think he's a far better athlete than CJ Stroud.
Skill set's
not there, that matters, but, you know. Who would you rather have as a quarterback in the NFL? I'd rather have Stroud. I think the gap between Stroud and Lawrence probably isn't as great as what the city of Houston would tell you.
That's fair. I think they're still like they're in that next crop of quarterbacks at this point. The way they've played this season, like when you look at quarterback rankings in the offseason, like they're going to be much closer together than I think people would have liked it this year, because they like seeing CJ take that big leap this season that he hasn't taken. He's been good, but he hasn't been like he's not taking like an elite leap this season like we all hoped.
I like that elite leap.
I mean, Trevor's been fine.
The Athletic has Trevor Lawrence higher on their quarterback stock report than CJ Stroud. They have Lawrence 15. Now Lawrence is coming off of a 6 touchdown game. CJ Stroud's at 17. So again, like I'd rather have Stroud. I don't think the gap between Stroud and Lawrence is as significant as if you just pulled the city of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wonder what Jacksonville would say.
Do
you think Jacksonville would say that Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback than CJ Stroud?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the national talking heads, just the aggregate of them, would have Stroud and Lawrence probably pretty equal, pretty level, probably on the same tier. 713-780-3776. I thought 17's a little bit light though.
They seem very critical of CJ than I think more of the other lists that I've seen. Or is he always kind of in that range?
No, I think they've been a little bit more critical.
Yeah, they just whoever makes the
Jeff Howe.
He doesn't like CJ, it feels like. Honestly.
What are you trying to say? He's Bud Gilmore?
No, it just doesn't seem to be as much of a fan.
Pro Football Focus, though, had CJ Stroud as their most accurate passer in week 15.
That doesn't surprise
me. In the entire NFL.
He was excellent in terms of accuracy.
Stroud earned a 79.2 PFF overall grade, driven largely by his pinpoint accuracy. He was the only quarterback in week 15 to rank top five in both adjusted completion percentage and accuracy rate. And you know me, I like an adjusted completion percentage.
And that's where I think the completion percentage, to Brian's point, like, that does matter. Like, that doesn't matter the opponent.
Yes, it does.
You hit the guys that are open.
Better defenses are going to make it harder to complete passes.
But there's open guys when you play.
Get out of here, dude. Like, yes, if you have Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter running at you versus the worst pass rushing duo in the NFL, where are you going to complete more passes?
Yeah, if you're throwing passes to a guy if you have
Will Anderson, like, let's just eliminate seven of defenders. Let's have four defenders. Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, Derek Stingley, Kamari Lassiter. And you're telling me that defense isn't harder to complete passes than the worst defense in the NFL?
I'm not saying that. No, Trevor Lawrence, his accuracy issues are going to be a problem whether he's playing the Arizona Cardinals or he's playing the Houston Texans. Like, they don't change.
Disagree.
I think they do. Like, his accuracy problems, he doesn't just become a more accurate quarterback all of a sudden.
His completion percentage is going to be altered based on the defense he is playing.
I don't think it's that substantial. Like,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, a Trevor Lawrence is going to be inaccurate relative to defense he's going
to play.
But
sometimes he can get away with it.
Yes. Yeah. But his completion percentage is absolutely going to be influenced based on the defense you're seeing. Like, he's always going to be an inaccurate quarterback. Yes. Like, him completing a 10-yard out against the worst defense in the NFL is still going to sometimes be a challenge because he's an inaccurate quarterback. And it might not impact him as much as, like, a C.J. Stroud or a guy who has better accuracy, but the defense is always going to be a factor.
Yeah, I guess I was saying just if they played the same opponent, I think you still, like, Trevor is worse than C.J. was in this last game. Like, yeah. We saw C.J.'s accuracy be an elite level of accuracy this weekend that he can, I think, more frequently do than Trevor Lawrence ever could. Like, that to me is the separator there, as Brian was saying with their completion percentage.
I mean, Stroud has the potential, and if you give him time, to be a top-level accurate quarterback. And that's one of my favorite attributes for a quarterback is to be accurate. I think accuracy is incredibly important. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Cruz, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Cruz?
Yes, sir. I would still take CJ over Lawrence, just because of I think CJ is more clutch, and okay. that makes a big difference.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, Trevor's. I guess defend him a little bit here. He's been on a lot of bad teams. It's not necessarily always his fault. I don't know how many times he's had clutch opportunities when they've gotten boat raced in games throughout the last couple of years. Like, he's played big in big moments against, like, the Chargers this year. He's had big games when he's needed to. The Texans game, you could argue he did not, obviously.
Yeah.
Giving up that big lead. But he's had moments. But CJ Stroud's had more of them so far in their careers.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Stroud has more of the clutch gene. I would trust Stroud more in a two-minute offense, although the two-minute offense has been spectacular. But I trust him more two-minute offense, down by five, get the ball at the 25, than I would Lawrence. So I think it's a fair thing to say. 713-780-3776. Troy, we'll get to you on the other side. Other people want to weigh in on this Stroud-Trevor Lawrence debate. Stroud or Lawrence, who would you rather? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. Football season's in full swing, and however you like to get in on the action, you can do it on Underdog right now in Texas. This season, you can make team picks and player picks. Just download the Underdog app, sign up, and you'll get $75 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy entry. Using Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite team will win or if your favorite player will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Plus, with Underdog's ultra-fast payouts, you can get your profits in a snap. So download the Underdog app today. Use promo code KILLERB, KILLERB, to score $75 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy entry. Player picks, team picks, all on Underdog.
Crypto.com predictions powered by Underdog Predict. Trading derivatives involves risk and may not be appropriate for all. More information, visit NADEX.com/rules and UnderdogFantasy.com/rules. For Crypto.com predictions, the term pick refers to a product traded on CDNA. Must be 18 or older and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.UnderdogFantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's RAKUTEN. Terms and conditions apply.